We have an update on the affordable housing situation in New Jersey. Had a handful of towns try to get out of the mandate of the fair housing law. That attempt lost in court this past week. Mercer County Superior Court judge dismissed their case with prejudice. That means case absolutely closed. You ran out of apple to take a bite of, towns. And that follows the judge's two separate motions to stay requests on different grounds. The rejection of two different emergent applications in the New Jersey Appellate Court and the rejection of an appeal to the New Jersey Supreme Court. This was brought about by about three dozen towns and cities, many on the wealthy side of things too, in the state. They used taxpayer dollars to file a case last September in an attempt to get out of the affordable housing policy framework that requires each municipality to allow for a fair share of affordable housing. Each community, each town, each city got a specific number that they have to meet. And in the decision, the judge, I like the choice of words here, I saw one report, emphatically rejected all of the arguments brought by the municipalities. And these towns and cities, they were by far the exception versus the rule. 423 other towns adopted and filed housing element and fair share plans earlier this summer, and many of New Jersey's biggest suburbs, they filed plans, are likely to receive final approval in the near future. It's not like this is a tremendously restrictive mandate. Law gives towns a pretty wide variety of tools to create affordable housing, whatever way they prefer within these measurements. They can go with 100% affordable housing, mixed income housing, supportive housing for seniors or the disabled, or repurposing, they call it, abandoned malls or offices. Towns only lose their ability to be in control of which option they take when they refuse to allow any affordable housing and instead, well, try to do what these three dozen towns and cities try to do, and as you've obviously heard, very unsuccessfully.